so happy I won the spelling bee. I've got to tell Grayson. Should I tell him about Jesus too?
Of course you should. After all, that's the best news of all. Hey there, my name is Zach, and you're tuned in to Keys for Kids. I've got a whole week's worth of great stories and scriptures just for you. Whenever something really awesome happens to me, I just have to tell one of my best friends. If you're the same way, then don't forget to tell your friends about the best news ever, Jesus. Maybe you feel embarrassed or you're worried your friend will laugh, but remember what the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. Our story today is called The Very Best News. Tyrell jumped off the school bus and ran home. He burst into the kitchen. Mom! Mom! Guess what? He ran through the house until he found his mom. I won the spelling bee! I did it! His eyes shone as he held out a big blue ribbon for her to see. Mom gasped and gave him a hug. That's wonderful, Ty. Tyrell nodded. Now I get to compete in the regionals next month. I've got to text Grayson and tell him. He picked up his tablet to send a message to his best friend who had moved away a few months earlier. What did Grayson say? Mom asked a while later. He thought it was great, said Tyrell. He sighed. I wish we still went to the same school. That would be nice, said Mom. She picked up Tyrell's ribbon and looked at it thoughtfully. A lot has happened since he moved away, hasn't it? We weren't even going to church back then, but now we've come to know Jesus. She smiled at Tyrell. I can understand why you wanted to tell Grayson about winning the spelling bee right away. It's always fun to share good news, and that's certainly good news. But you have even better news than that. Have you shared it with Grayson? Better news? Tyrell asked. Mom nodded. The best news of all, in fact, about how Jesus died for us so we could be saved and have new life? Tyrell sighed. He and his mom had talked several times about how he could share the good news of salvation with Grayson, but he hadn't done it yet. I'm a little afraid to come right out and tell him, he admitted, but I do want Grayson to know Jesus too. He got up and picked up his tablet. I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to tell him I've got the best news of all. He paused. Can I invite him to spend the weekend with us? He asked eagerly. I think his mom will let him come. Then he could come to church with us and learn more about Jesus. Would that be okay? Mom smiled. Of course. So how about you? Have you shared the good news with someone lately about something exciting that happened to you? What about the very best news of all, that Jesus died for your sins so you could be saved? Have you told anyone about that? Share the good news of Jesus with others so they can know him too. For more information about what it means to follow Jesus, make sure you check out the Have You Heard the Good News section on page 108 of the Keys for Kids print devotional. Our key verse today?
Romans 1:16. I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes.
And our key thought for today? Share God's good news. If you're looking for fun, you'll want to meet the Morrisons, a family trying to live by God's eternal word while dealing with life's everyday challenges. The Morrison kids have the same problems as anyone. Brooke stresses out about high school, Haley craves popularity, and Michael tries to be nice to the meanest girl in school. In these 13 fun episodes, your family will learn important lessons from the Bible. To discover how God helps them through all the drama, head over to keysforkids.org and click shop to pick up the first season of Down Gilead Lane. And as always, my name is Zach. Thanks for joining me today on Keys for Kids.